This year's annual Dunday Festival branched out from its cultural celebration of music, dance, and food to commerce and international trade with a business roundtable. WHYY's business reporter, Kristen Masbrucker-Garza, reports.
Business owners, ambassadors, and economic development leaders gathered to discuss how to promote international trade between African nations and Pennsylvania. During part of the African Business Roundtable, representatives from Mali to Cameroon were led on tours of the Port of Philadelphia, which is already a hub for imported goods across Africa. PA State Senator Sharif Street serves on Philadelphia's African and Caribbean Immigrant Affairs Commission. Street says that few know how much import business Philadelphia already does with African nations.
In the Port of Philadelphia, we bring in $4 to $5 billion of cocoa from Africa. We also bring in shea butter and a myriad of other natural resources that are necessary for the manufacturing of so many different products.
Bob Wikesa, deputy director at the African Center at the University of Wits, South Africa, says that the international community is starting to understand urbanization and business opportunity beyond natural resources across the continent.
Is recognition of cities as new hubs of Africa-U.S. Relations. Africa has a median age of 18 years. Many of these are moving into cities. African cities are the fastest growing.
Economic development leaders are hopeful to spur more trade in the coming years with new international business partnerships. Kristen Mossberger-Garza, WHYY News.